We talk odds all the time. This will become commonplace inside of 5-7 years in most markets with sports talk radio. I think Brett Smiley knows that. He's from sportshandle.com. He's a sports gambling expert who's been covering this legalization story for the last couple of years, and he gives us a couple minutes here on a Thursday. What's up, Brett?
Doing very well. How are you?
I am very good. Very good. Very excited about what's going to happen here in the next 4 or 5 years with sports gambling opening up in many states across the country. So let's go back to the beginning of the story early this week. What exactly did the Supreme Court say with its ruling, and what does that now allow across the country?
Sure. The Supreme Court, they ruled that the 1992 federal ban on sports wagering outside Nevada was unconstitutional. It was based on a 10th Amendment states' rights issue. Justice Alito basically said that states are free to decide whether they want to legalize or not. New Jersey had been fighting this fight for almost a decade. The 92 law grandfathered in Nevada. New Jersey had the opportunity to begin sports wagering. They failed. So anyhow, this is about a quarter century in the making. I'm in New Jersey. People are very excited here. The lawmakers who are involved, they spent about $10 million in legal fees. And Will Hill is here at Monmouth Park, raring to go. They wanted to be ready to take the first wager on Memorial Day, but the legislators asked him to pump the brakes a bit. So the dominoes are beginning to fall. The NCAA is on board as of today with the federal framework, and it's just been insanity trying to keep up.
You mentioned you're in New Jersey. What's reality now in terms of the opening? Because I swear today I was looking at that May 28th date, and I was actually going to book a trip to be doing shows from Monmouth Park. So what's? Oh, I'm cool. Serious. I want to go to the opening. I actually worked at Monmouth Park as 20 something. So I want to be there when it opens up in New Jersey. I'm a Garden State native, I can't wait to see it. So what's reality now?
Well, they have the infrastructure in place. They're ready to go and they want to go. But yeah. Just to stay on good terms, the head there, I think it's Dennis Drazin. He's New Jersey actually needs a law in place to regulate.
Right.
So that's they couldn't do that because of the court case. Anyhow, that's coming. It's they're looking to move swiftly to finalize some of the rules and regulations. It's supposed to happen, I think, in the next 2-3 weeks. So I think by the end of June. But you may want to call your airline and push that back a bit.
Yeah, I didn't book it yet. I wanted the expert's take on this, so I'm glad you told me. Pump the brakes. What states do you think are next in line, and what's reality for those states? Are we talking about sometime before the football season or by the end of the year?
We're starting to get a picture of that. Some of it has to do with when the legislative sessions are ending. Some states were more aggressive than others in wanting to put together a framework, but the states that are going to be good to go by football season will be Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Delaware, which was also grandfathered in. They've only had NFL parlay wagering that's fairly popular. In Mississippi, they altered their constitution a bit last year, and actually just today is reported they put together their rules and regulations for mobile wagering, all of that. So by the end of the year, you're looking at about 5 new states. I think they all have preparing for NFL and college football in mind. Could be 2 more. New York, they're up against a deadline, and possibly Michigan too, and there could be a wild card somewhere else in the Midwest.
What's your take on the first 4 you mentioned, 4 or 5 that you mentioned, in terms of these integrity fees that are being demanded or at least requested from the major leagues?
If I may have 15 seconds before we get to the integrity fees, some of the you're going to laugh at this. Some of the taxation issues, you know, these states aren't incredibly familiar with it. Pennsylvania right now is imposing, unless they change it, 35% on state tax on gross gaming,
right,
or gross sports betting revenue, compared with yours just under 7.
Right.
So they're facing some resistance on that, and West Virginia did about 10%. But regarding the integrity fees, that's been a whole different battle and subplot. MLB and NBA together, in lockstep since the beginning of the year, have been in about 20 different state houses presenting their model legislation for what they want to see, and they want 1% off the top, which operators and casinos are obviously very displeased with. They've gotten a little bit of traction in some states, not others. It looks like New York, this is all happening at such a great speed, it's crazy, but New York is going to have a bill coming down tomorrow, and the head of their Senate Racing and Gaming Commission, is actually receptive to it. You can read about that in the Washington Post.
That was why, that's why I said I wanted you to talk about the first four or five and leave out New York, because I had a feeling with the major league offices, you know, many of them are in New York, that New York is going to be dumb enough to do this.
Yeah, and it appears they are. And he actually projected his numbers that the state would get about $30 million, and they want to pay the leagues between 4 and 10. I can't wrap my head around that. But as far as the other states, as you would imagine, New Jersey is, until they recoup their legal fees, I don't think they're not going to give a dime.
Exactly.
But it's interesting because now you have the Murphy administration in, and they weren't there for the whole battle, but there's enough people around that that's not happening. Pennsylvania, they passed their law in 2017, so the leagues will have some work to do there if they want it amended. West Virginia has been a whole different fiasco. They passed the law.
Right.
The governor there owns the property, the Green Bar, where it has a PGA event. The PGA event is now on board with the other two leagues, and he's trying to bring everybody back to the table and call a special session to negotiate something. But I don't think that's going to happen. Mississippi, who knows? But, you know, New York would be a good precedent for them to set after West Virginia. But it's pretty crazy out there. And all that said, I think the main battleground is going to be Washington, D.C. The NCAA today said that they're on board for federal legislation, and Orrin Hatch wants to go ahead and make that possible. If they find an ear there and that happens, that'll be a whole different story. And I don't know if Nevada can get grandfathered again, but it's just been quite a week.
Brett Smiley, SportsHandle.com, covering this legalization of sports gambling across the country issue. It's not officially a go in all these states. You just heard states are trying to work it out from the legal standpoint, the law standpoint. What do you think the odds are of a national rules on this? That seems to be, well, you tell me, you're the expert. I think it's far-fetched that you get anything done anytime soon.
Yeah, you know, I wish I was privy to some of the conversations happening in Mr. Hatch's office, who is a co-author of PASPA, by the way. And you know, obviously the leagues have lobbying might. I'm not dodging your answer, just want to give a little bit of background.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we're in a midterm season. I don't know how much sports wagering is going to be on anybody's platform. You know, it's certainly a lot easier to support it now that the court has ruled. You know, Congress has other battles to fight right now, like funding the government and health care for children. But it's going to be interesting. The New Jersey Representative Frank Pallone, he introduced this thing called the GAME Act last year that would legalize and then basically allow states to opt into it. That's still on the table. If the House flips blue, then he'll become the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. So, and he was on Outside the Lines yesterday, and he said, you know, he very softly, he doesn't agree with the integrity fee. So given that context, well, you know, if 6-7 states have already legalized by the end of the year, then it goes back to the whole states' rights thing, whether Congress wants to step on their toes. To actually get to the question, I haven't tried to handicap this before, I would say that there's, I'll say plus 110 that something gets done by June of next year.
Wow. Okay. Well, those aren't bad odds. I don't like it. I think it should be a states' right issue, and I like the competition between the states, and it's also why I've said I don't think this hurts Nevada at all, because I think there's going to be enough dopey states out there that buy into this nonsense where the leagues deserve some money, that Vegas is always going to have the best price available, and you're going to have some states are going to have to pass on. Not only are they going to cheat their citizens out of tax revenue, they're also going to pass on the cost of this, and you're going to see sides cost minus 115, minus 120, maybe even more.
Correct. And you know, a lot of guys that are here and there, maybe in the Super Bowl, they probably won't even know the difference, but, you know, people who are already betting offshore with their local guys are probably going to stay in those markets. There's just very little incentive to shift over.
What do you think happens long-term now with the NCAA? I saw that we had the breaking news today that the ban on states that have gambling has been lifted. So what's reality for us here in Vegas? You know, 5 years from now, are we actually going to see NCAA championship events in Vegas and Nevada?
Yeah, I would lay minus 300 on that.
I like it.
Everybody's seen, you know, the success and the popularity of the Golden Knights. You know, I see videos from inside the stadium. You guys are going bananas, and it's starting to look like a Disney story with the Raiders moving there. I mean, there's already some conference tournaments there, are there not?
Okay, yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. We've got we've got a set of four. we go crazy for March Madness.
Right. So I think there will be maybe a regional there at some point within the next 4 or 5 years. You know, all the leagues are finally on board. They don't have a choice by virtue of the court ruling, and you know, if they are taking a direct cut in some states by this integrity fee, to not come is just a poor decision with the amount of hotels and restaurants you guys have.
The site is sportshandle.com. Brett Smiley's on the horn with us. Last one. So we're obviously very gung-ho, at least I am, on legalizing this thing, going above board, taxing it. We all need revenue in all these states, you know, to close budget shortfalls. Give me some negatives. And actually, you know what we'll do as you know, to kind of frame the thing. Did you see the story today that Ron Artest claims that while at St. John's on the streets in New York, he was offered $35,000 to throw a game? Is that believable, and how much of a problem is that going to be moving forward? What do you think?
He said that while he was in college?
Oh, yeah, when he was playing at St. John's. Now, we don't know if the story's true,
but
he's against the sports betting ban being lifted and said, hey, you know what, kids are going to be approached.
Jay Billis was on ESPN today, and he's a former collegiate athlete. He's obviously a smart guy, an attorney as well, who's close to the game, and it's his position that it's, you know, ludicrous. You know, if these kids, if they're already being approached, hopefully they have the sense to not get involved. I've heard the idea of maybe making lower limits on some college games. I don't know how much of a difference that'll make, you know, if they're reducing it to maybe 1,000, 2,000, whatever. It would take quite an operation to spread that money around and do something. You know, I do think the NCAA, maybe in the early going, some people might have an appetite for doing something. The NCAA ought to, you know, spend more time on compliance issues and this and that. But I agree with Billis. I don't really think that it'll be a problem. You know, maybe the athletic directors can give a list of names, trainers, this and that, to all the local sports books. They got to use an ID they can cross reference. So I don't think it's that going to be that big of a problem. But you know, as far as negatives, the truth is obviously, there are people who don't wager who are going to begin, and there's going to be a small percentage who have addiction issues and, addiction. And hopefully they get help, but, you know, it's a free country. Everybody's on board with alcohol, so I support it.
Brett, we appreciate a couple minutes. Thank you. Let's talk to you down the road, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. Good luck for the night.
Thanks. There you go.
Thanks,
SportsHandle.com. Brett Smiley.